announces new strategy for the war in Afghanistan, including a date for the beginning of the withdrawal of US troops. Officials say that his long-awaited address will include a plan to start pulling out American forces. Paul Adams reports.
Senior administration officials say the president will announce the deployment of 30,000 additional American troops in what they're calling a surge for a defined period of time. The aim, to reverse Taliban gains and give Afghan security forces time and space to develop their own capability. A significant proportion of the new troops will be committed entirely to training. Officials say the transfer of security responsibility to the Afghans will start in July 2011, allowing US forces to start leaving. But the president will not say how long this process will take. The pace will, officials say, be determined by conditions on the ground.
International observers have warned of serious problems in preparations for Sudan's first national elections since 1986. The Carter Center, which monitors polls around the world, said millions of potential voters could be disenfranchised because of failings in the registration process. James Copnell has more details.
The non-governmental organization says in many states, less than half of eligible voters are likely to register, even though the registration period has been extended by a week. Registration rates are particularly low in semi-autonomous southern Sudan and in Darfur. Both are areas which have traditionally opposed the central government. A low-intensity civil war continues in Darfur, and several rebel groups have urged people not to register.
Celebrations have been taking place in Portugal to mark the coming into force of the Lisbon Treaty, 8 years after the task of reforming the European Union was begun. EU leaders gathered for a ceremony with fireworks, music and speeches close to where the document was signed. The treaty is intended to streamline decision-making and give the EU a stronger voice in world affairs. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has urged the European Union not to recognise East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. The ministry said the move would harm Europe's role as a mediator in the Arab-Israeli conflict. It was responding to an Israeli newspaper report saying it had obtained a draft EU document containing the proposal. The Palestinian Legislative Council member Mustafa Bokuti said he was encouraged by the plan, but wanted to see more pressure on Israel to stop building settlements.
We think that a European resolution that confirms that East Jerusalem is the capital of the Palestinian state would be very encouraging and very productive in pushing for real peace in this region. But we think that this will not be completed unless there is serious European pressure on Israel to immediately stop and freeze all settlement activities, especially in East Jerusalem.
World News from the BBC. The head of the United Nations panel of climate experts, Rajendra Pachauri, says India is under enormous pressure to offer a plan to reduce its emissions of carbon dioxide, following recent commitments by the United States and China to do so. Speaking in Delhi, Mr. Pachauri said India should use the climate change conference, starting next week in Copenhagen, to look at its long-term future by shifting to renewable energy from its dependence on fossil fuels. However, he ruled out any emission cuts by India because they would harm its economic development. A South African judge says he will decide on Friday whether a traditional ritual in which Zulu youths kill a bull with their bare hands can proceed. Zulu traditionalists, led by King Goodwill Zwelithini, argue it's part of their culture, but animal rights activists say it's cruel. Our Africa editor Martin Plant reports.
Judge Nick van der Raeden has the tricky task of deciding on this issue, which cuts across competing South African traditions. Many Zulus, led by King Goodwill Zwelithini, argues it's vital to their culture. And the judge was sympathetic, suggesting the ritual be videoed so the public could judge. But lawyers for the king turned this down. So on Friday the judge will have to rule. It's not the only subject worrying animal rights groups. They oppose plans to slaughter cattle in each stadium before the 2010 World Cup.
The world's most famous golfer, Tiger Woods, is to be fined and receive a citation for careless driving following the mysterious car crash in which he was injured last week. But he'll not face any criminal charges over the incident in which Mr. Woods drove his car into a fire hydrant and a tree close to his home. The police statement shed no further light on the events leading up to the crash, which sparked a frenzy of media speculation throughout the United States and beyond. Tiger Woods admitted on Sunday that the crash was his fault and said it had been embarrassing for his family. BBC News.